Hey, you know what day it is? You know what time it is? This is the Insight Hour. This is Dr. Len Horowitz, and we have the pleasure of being together tonight with Reverend Roxy Hampton. So, Reverend Roxy, are you with us tonight? Uh-oh.
Hello? Yeah,
there she is. Hello, Reverend Roxy.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Welcome to the Insight Hour. You want to take it away? You want to start the show?
Sure. You ready to start the show? As you open your eyes, let life be the thought. As you open your mind, let life be the glow. As you open your ears, let life be the melody. Oh, my goodness, layer after layer after layer. That's right. It is time for the Insight Hour, and yours truly, Reverend Roxy, is so happy to be here with you and Dr. Len Horowitz. And without further ado, could we please have the invocation for the evening, Dr.
Len? Oh, absolutely. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. Thank you so much for the life that you give us, the sustenance that you provide, and all of the blessings like the food, the pure, beautiful water, the sunshine, the rain, and this magnificent wind to enable this earth to be able to sustain us and uplift us. And as we grow healthier and stronger and more awake and aware of all your ways and wishes for us, we praise you for all of these blessings that you bestow upon all the people, especially tonight, the Insight Hour listeners, because tonight, Reverend Roxy Hampton and I would be best inspired by your word, your will, and your way to reveal the greatest truths that have unfortunately not been told by mainstream media insofar as the swine flu scam. We praise you, Heavenly Creator, for waking us up in time to not get injected, infected, intoxicated. We pray for all the people that have not heard about the truth that shall set them free, that you may bestow upon the listeners of the Insight Hour the capacity to communicate maximally your divinity, your truth, so that the people can hear your word, that they can be saved from this devastation, intoxication. And we praise you, Heavenly Creator, for waking up the third of the nurses in New York State that will not take this toxic injection. We praise you for the only 36% of the UK nurses that likewise are going to be taking the vaccine as opposed to close to 60-some-odd percent. That's close to 60% of the nurses that have gotten your message, Heavenly Creator. We praise you for all the people that are doing the due diligence, learning, as well as sharing and communicating the truth that shall set people free from toxicity. We praise you for empowering us through the use of the media. We pray for your angels to direct all those with ears to hear to our messages that shall go out powerfully, clearly, strongly, and effectively, persuasively, to make sure that people know the truth and that they, if they can't hear it, we ask for a special blessing and anointing so that their special ears in their hearts can feel the truth that relates to this insanity of vaccine toxicity. We praise you, Heavenly Creator, for those people who are now engaged in the discussions of health care reform, because we know that the true health care reform involves health care reform that includes you in our lives. We praise you for the clarity of spirituality, of how it affects our bioenergy and how that meridian system and the chakra energetic balancing system within our bodies spin just like DNA to your resonance frequency, your divinity that has this perfect majesty that can resonate harmoniously in our Holy Spirit-filled temples so that we can be completely sustained and uplifted. I ask for that special, powerful anointing of clarity and bioenergy resonance frequency in all of the listeners of the Insight Hour tonight. Praise you, Heavenly Creator, for this venue, for BBS Radio, for Don Newsom, Doug Newsom, the Newsom family, and Seth and Engineering, who bring you the BBS Radio Insight Hour on Tuesday nights. We thank you for this opportunity, Heavenly Creator. We thank you for Reverend Roxy Hampton. We thank you for positioning Reverend Roxy Hampton at the most powerful position in the government of the county of Hawaii. Although she probably won't admit that, Heavenly Creator, we know that our Auntie Emily, as an elected official, has a very most powerful position representing the native people of the great state of Hawaii, the native population whose voices have been quashed, whose truth regarding their aloha, resonant frequency energy of spirituality, of love and divine frequency, harmony in respect to the aina, the land, and the water. We praise you for the Hawaiian people and the way that they live. And we ask for this special anointing and blessing on Auntie Emily, who's engaged in the political process of bringing freedom to her people. And we praise you for the positioning of Reverend Roxy Hampton, who's on the Inside Hour tonight with us as a gracious co-host, to be placed in that position of powerful political influence to advance a resolution unlike any resolution that's ever been advanced insofar as protecting we the people from the vaccination toxicity and the genocide that's masquerading under the guise of public health. We thank you for tonight's program wherein we're going to interview Reverend Roxy Hampton to have her share with us all of the little details that she put in, all the whereases that she put into the resolution urging state and federal representatives to amend the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act to include your right, Heavenly Creator, that you gave us freely and blessedly, this right of religious and spiritual and philosophical exemption from vaccination intoxication. And so this resolution tonight, I want to thank you, Heavenly Creator, and I want to pray with Reverend Roxy Hampton tonight and all those listeners of the Inside Hour. Please join me in this prayer where we ask for a special blessing and anointing of divine resonant energy of power and persuasiveness as this resolution has been submitted today to all of the congresspersons from the state of Hawaii, all the state and federal congresspersons and the senators, and all the council men and women from all of the counties of the state of Hawaii that have received this resolution that Reverend Roxy Hampton prepared by her love, by her intelligence, and her wisdom to guide politics out of darkness and genocide and sustain the health and the freedoms of we the people and all the native Hawaiian people who really need this intelligence to set them free from the toxicity. We ask for this special blessing and power and the angels of direction of over directing and overseeing the legislative bodies in the state of Hawaii to pass this resolution to protect we the people and our brothers and sisters in the Holy Spirit-filled family, our human family, our global villagers, our brothers and sisters, our kin in your Holy Spirit in the native lands of Hawaii, not just on the Big Island, but throughout the state, to give people the emancipation and the freedom to elect non-vaccination, non-intoxication, and reinforce the understanding that the only entity in the entire universe that does all the healing and the sustaining is you, Heavenly Creator. So with that prayer articulated over these airways, I praise you in Yeshua's blessed name, and I say, Amen.
Amen.
Well, Reverend Roxy, thank you so much for being with us tonight. I know it's been a long road for you with this resolution, hasn't it?
Well, it has, and I just love your positive thinking and advancing forward to the win-win situation here. But I'd like to clarify where this document that we have been working on is at right now. This document is in the first phases of its, you know, if it's going to see the light of day, it goes to LRB, which is the Legislative Research Branch. We've done the research. I haven't included anything in this resolution that was not unearthed through good sources that could stand up in the Supreme Court because they come from the government. Most of them are connected in some way or have been generated by the government itself, like even just mentioning the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act is giving you power in the first whereas because they're not referring to the act. and an act has happened. And so one then goes back to October and looks at that act with their life. Okay. And then you move into your Homeland Security bill. And in that, whereas we go into what has been removed from the state's power, the traditional power that they had, and what has been taken out of the state's hands and put into the federal government's hands. From there, we move into, wow, how does the Homeland Security Act, now with the Department of Homeland Security, begin to communicate with the Secretary Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, and the power that they have gathered to themselves again so that they can protect us from a potential bioterror act or any epidemics that are coming along. Again, they're going to take care of us. Then you take all of that and you move through this bill, which I'm going to say to you is a draft. So, folks, what needs to happen now is we need to educate ourselves as to each one of these whereases, and if they are truth. So this is how good resolutions are written. If they are truth and they lead to the truth, then you move to the next one and the next one and the next one. And what we've done with the help of Dr. Len and with other people who have written, who are aware, we have come up with a document that I believe is compelling. It's compelling in the discussion. So therefore, if you're willing to discuss this very important, you have a wherefore to do that, which is because, and this is what we want to see, right, Dr. Len, go through all the communities of the world that, whoa, wait a minute, let's discuss this, not argue about it, but discuss it. Let's bring it out. And so that's what I'm hoping this document will do. And should it see the light of day and get into the committee, then it will be discussed. And that is where people will be able to send their testimony, they'll be able to testify, experts will be able to be summoned and witnessed, and our nine council people will be able to get and root out the truth, because there is something getting ready to happen, and we should be informed. And so I thank you, Dr. Len, for responding to my call and then being there for me to put this together for your first draft. Was a good springboard to work off of, and it is a combination of community thought and professionalism that is going to move this document through.
Well, you know what? Wonderful. You know, you really took what I did, and you've expanded it tremendously. There's a lot more whereases in your document than there was in my initial draft. And, folks, as soon as Reverend Roxy Hampton gives me the go-ahead, I'm going to be posting this on fluscam.com, which if you have not been there yet, you must go see. It is the definitive website on this whole fraud. And everything that's new is actually in there. I added three new articles today that came from the Washington Post. In fact, there's been some news regarding the vaccinations today. The government has stated today in the Washington Post that they will be unable to get all of the vaccinations that they had intended at the time that they had intended it, that they will be receiving them, but a little slower. That came out in the news today. There's on fluscam.com, latest news page. You'll want to see that. There is an ongoing television broadcasting channel that is covering the fluscam.television.tv, fluscam.tv. You'll want to see that on fluscam.com. Reverend Roxy, I've got a couple questions for you that come directly out of your new resolution here with additional whereases. First of all, I want to thank you for adding this one, which I did not have. I'm going to read this to you, folks. This is Reverend Roxy Hampton's pen. Whereas, if your religious convictions are predicated on the belief that all life is sacred, God's commandment, thou shalt not kill, applies to the practice of abortion. When you believe that the practice of abortion should not be encouraged or supported in any way, an ethical conflict arises with the use of vaccines produced in aborted fetal tissue. even though you did not have any connection with the abortions from which the vaccines are derived. Now, that is a compelling whereas, sister.
Well, thank you.
I think it opens
up an industry out there that people have to pay attention to.
I think it's a magnificent revelation and a resolution item that at least half of the United States population is going to kind of like perk their heads up at that one and say, wow, look at that glaring hypocrisy. If we, the Christian community, are opposed to abortion, then guess what we should be also opposed to is injecting our bodies with the roots of this evil, with the proteins fundamentally taken, stolen from an aborted, murdered fetus. So I think that that's a very, very powerful and persuasive whereas that you added there.
It is. It is. And, you know, I think what I can do, although I can't publish this right now, is that we can begin to discuss the different sections so that people can do their homework. You know, I always loved it when you used to say, do your due diligence and go and check it out. And so I think that it's important that we let people know what we're basing a lot of this resolution on. And that the title here is that we are very specifically asking our federal and state representatives to amend the Model State Health Powers Act to include the right of medical and religious exemption from state and federally mandated vaccination programs. Very, very specific. And if we do it soon enough and our government allows us to have choice, then it won't be no arguments. We will be able to state, I'm unwilling to submit to this. And since you see me as being a threat and I see you as a threat to my health, then there must be something that we can do to mitigate this this whole situation. And there are many things that I am willing to do as an individual. It comes down to, this is where it's going to come down to, if the Wyatt County government is going to go and just proceed forward with this whole plan, then I have a decision to make, just like many, many people, like the nurses and all the other people. So we're getting ready to see an incredible jump in unemployment and a jump in experienced personnel that are usually doing their jobs. And then there's the whole testing thing, Dr. Lynn. I wish you could just bring it out to people so that they can reason. There's the laboratory test, right? That's where you got the laboratory. And then there's the laboratory test. And that's where they take the test and they dump the samples down the drain and they tell you whatever they want you to know and you proceed to the line that they tell you to go to. So this whole idea of being able to test everyone quickly and assuredly and get the facts in and have it all done right is a bunch of hooey. And they can't demonstrate it. There have been many, many causes of and people being diagnosed with different things, even just regularly. So we've got the flu season coming up and the swine flu coming. This is what they're telling us. And we have to be prepared, they say. So I sang in one of my songs, Dr. Lynn, I say, to prepare for war can only mean attack. For the one you prepare against must naturally fight back. This is the whole vicious cycle of this idea of giving an individual a disease to fight a disease in order to not succumb to a disease. It all sounds like disease to me, doesn't it?
It's warfare against our own bodies, our own spirituality, integrity, harmony with nature, and the balance that we have by, basically, this is innate. It's an innate gift. You know, the couple of questions that I have and kind of like statements also, commentaries.
I'm looking at the precious document I have right here in my hand.
Yeah, I've got the one that I sent you.
Right.
And I've got a couple questions marked. But let me just get to one of those questions right now.
All right.
This U.S. Supreme Court decision of 1990, the Employment Division, Department of Human Resources of Oregon versus Smith, could you give us a little bit of an explanation of that because I wasn't very clear as to where.
You know what? It didn't make the cut. As I think that Sativa would be able to, because actually she researched this one, or it got in its nebulous. The one, the Smith one. It wasn't about vaccines. What was it about?
It was about religious freedom.
It was about religious freedom, but it wasn't about vaccinations.
Well, I think it was a Supreme Court decision that was in favor of religious freedom superseding any kind of public policy that was established. Was that the essence of it?
It is, but yet it was so, because of what the Model Act says, it's difficult. See, there's been decisions like Jacobson in Massachusetts, I think it is.
Right, right.
Where they're saying that an individual's personal rights, in terms of the good of the public rights, the public rights supersedes the individual's rights. In other words, we are supposed to be willing to give up some of our autonomy, you know, for the public good. This is where it gets crazy. But now, since 2001, there's been no argument. For the whole time, except for people like you and Jeff Rentz and other people on the fringe, on the edge, or people that just got better sense than to believe in bad science and empirical thought without any data behind it. I mean, you and I both know that Eli Lilly is the ones that are responsible for all the mercury, right? And you know that they invented that stuff back in 1930. And you know that it was carried and grandfathered over into the FDA, and so therefore its good seal of approval, which had never been based on any data other than the 22 people that died as they were trying to save them.
You're speaking about thimerosal?
Yes. Mm. Yes. It was one of Eli Lilly's plums that they got, because what happened was when they did bring the FDA into being, it was grandfathered in. So no safety tests had ever been done until 2003, when they started with the autism thing and the whole thing. And even then, when they did it, they messed up all the data to the point where it was almost embarrassing for one of the health officials that they had to say, you know, we have to agree that there's been some talk about fudging. I think it's in, CDC. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let me interject a couple of things here. First of all, today's news relates to what you're talking about. You're mentioning that years ago they failed to do the science. Well, guess what they're doing today? The same scam. Here's the news that came out today. They said, this is a Associated Press through Washington Post, which is a mouthpiece for the Central Intelligence Agency, always has been, always will be. And they reported today that the government stockpiling contracts are going to have to be postponed for the complete supply. They're already producing it. They're already shipping it. They're already administering these new swine flu vaccines. The number one people that are allegedly targeted for this as urgent are pregnant women. Now, you got to think about that one, because that flies in the face of everything that anyone in medicine and health science ever learns, which is you don't manipulate any pregnant woman. You leave them alone because of the sanctity of that Holy Spirit-filled womb, which is delivering a brand-new being into existence. And the neurology of that fetus is growing dramatically. Now imagine bringing mercury, the most toxic neurotoxin on the planet Earth, into that sacred environment. So that's number one. The number one, pregnant women are targeted for this vaccine first. They claim urgently. And then elderly people second. And then children third. General children third. Now, you look at that, and man, if you are a depopulation advocate and a life stopper, an abortionist, you would want to do that same exact thing, which tells you about John Holdren sitting as science czar in the Barack Obama White House, currently co-author of one of the most definitive texts that argues that we need lesser people on the planet, and the best way to accomplish it is by injecting, through contaminated vaccinations, sterilization agents. Now, how's that for a relative? But here's the kicker relating to what you're saying. You said that the science was never done in the past. Well, what they claim that they're doing in the labs right now to fulfill the contract with the federal government of the United States to deliver these swine flu vaccines on time is that they've got to change the manufacturing process whereby they are going to grow the viruses larger, it's stated in the Washington Post. More quickly and larger viruses, they're going to be growing in eggs, okay, in chicken eggs. Now, what does that tell you? That they're producing a brand new virus. They are fast-tracking that virus to the production, through the production of the vaccination, and directly channeling it, streaming it into these targeted populations' bloodstreams. Where the hell is the time that it takes to do a reasonable scientific investigation as to what's going to take place in those people over the long term? It is completely non-existent. So this is not science-based medicine or public health. This is a genocidal, completely satanic, totally out of control system that is allegedly being mandated, and that itself is a scam. There's no mandate, folks. Tell everyone, decree it, herald it from the highest watchtowers. Please, there is a United States Constitution that sustains, grants freedom of religion. It grants also mandates that if somebody is going to take your property, if the federal government of the United States says that for the public's health, we're going to steal your natural immunity, and that is your premier property that keeps you healthy and safe from infectious diseases and all sorts of chronic illnesses, including cancer, and they're going to rob you of that natural gift, then they must, according to the United States Constitution, that supersedes all federal legislation, including Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, including the state legislators that go along with the state public health officials that decree that this is a mandatory vaccination program. It can't happen unless they compensate each and every person for what they have stolen. And so this is really where it stands. You actually, folks, have far more power and control, and you've just got to get vocal. You've got to do the activism at the grassroots, at the local community, town council, town hall meetings. You've got to get there and put these resolutions before the legislators in your county and in your township, and make sure that this debate is discussed, and that bring in the mainstream media, bring in the local media first of all, because every single local media is tied up. Your major newspapers locally have feeds to the national press services like Associated Press and Reuters. And so as those articles are written locally, they get fed out. And the more we feed the mainstream beast, the likelihood is that the numbers of people who are still intelligent, who are still thinking, who are not so far gone with drug addictions, depression, psychotropic drug manipulations, and intoxications through all the chemicals that we're being fed, including the fluoride in the drinking water that suppresses the neurology, totally depletes memory, and gives you, makes you much more placid and much less of an activist. This is one of the main reasons I refuse to drink chlorinated, fluoridated drinking water. Reality is, you have the power. And we the people must stand up, not like sheep to the slaughter, going baa as we complain and do nothing. We we've got to become active and do something like Reverend Roxy Hampton has done here with writing this resolution. Again, right now on fluscam.com, there's a whole page dedicated to a resolution that is quite adequate. You can download it right now for free and take it to your town councilors and your county council women and men. That's fine. Now, what Reverend Roxy Hampton is drafted here, and I understood today it was going to be sent out today. I thought he had said that, but maybe it's still not.
Well, no. What happens here is it goes off of my desk, Len, into the research branch. I do my work.
I got you.
As far as I go, then they have to have the lawyers look at it and everything before it hits the committee.
So that's where
it
went
today.
It goes
to the committee. It has to be read, and then it has to be passed out of committee onto the floor in general counsel. Then there'll be testimony, everything else, and then the county council will vote on it. If it passes, the only thing it will do is urge the state and federal representatives to amend Hawaii, but at least it gives us a chance to express. That is the beauty of the resolution process, as far as I'm concerned. It allows the community, the constituents, everyone within your local government to have a say, to drag out all the experts that think they're experts, all the people that are in disagreement, and you hash it out. And it's in that hashing out that you realize how late we are.
Yeah.
It's how straight it is and how late we are as waking up. And, you know, it took you so long to get people to understand what AIDS is all about and everything. And the big thing here is they're mandating a vaccination program in a time when people are already so weakened by so many vaccinations. I mean, we even put in here that, you know, the government must know there's something going on with the vaccination because they at least put out for the kids a fund. If you can prove that the vaccine made you sick, you know, you can get some money. And they've given out over $1 billion. They call it the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Compensation Program.
Yeah, did
and it's
you
paid
did
out
you
over $1 billion in damages to families.
Yeah, did you add what I had suggested as the edit? Because the fact is that is a disgrace, because only one out of three families that apply for money out of that actually get there, and by the time the people get there, they're devastated by the litigation and all of the, you know, administrative manipulations that they have to go through to finally get fun, you know, get a cash remedy. And that's nothing like, again, when you take a child and you make that child autistic for a lifetime, and now you're burdened with the special educational needs of this special needs child, and this is your child, you can't pay for that. I mean, there's just no money in the world that could equitably provide remedy for that. So this is, again, I want you to know, and I want those listeners to know, I just sent out a newsletter. If you're not on Healthy World Store's newsletter list, get on healthyworldstore.com, put your name in the email gathering device in there, and you can just sign up for the free newsletters from Healthy World Store on healthyworldstore.com. And you'll receive our newsletters. I just sent one out that exposes the National Vaccine Information Center and Barbara Lowe Fisher as being controlled opposition. That is the people that created this hideous act. This National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986 is controlled opposition. And I went into the history of that. In fact, on fluscam.com, you can read a full page dedicated to exposing this controlled opposition scam that even has some of the, you know, our colleagues, people who we respect, suckered in. Like Dr. Joseph Barcola is one of the speakers for Barbara Lowe Fisher. He's just done a YouTube promoting her and promoting the National Vaccine Information Center that promotes this particular act, when in fact, Barbara Lowe Fisher was literally supported, guided by Big Pharma's lobbying attorneys to produce this act through Congress. And that's why, and in recent legislation and recent Supreme Court rulings, they have actually even gutted it, even worse. So they've paid out $1 billion, and they've left hundreds of thousands of families with nothing.
Yeah.
And that this, and on top of that, what they did in the process of creating this act was that they set the precedent, the legislative precedent, to indemnify vaccine manufacturers against all liability, against personal liability, civil tort, as well as class action lawsuits. And this is why this particular act should be completely eliminated, and we should go back to having the right to hold accountable those manufacturers and those medical deities that administered these genocidal weapons.
You know, I'm a big fan of conspiracies, but most of them are not coincidences. It's destiny. But I sat after I finished working, and I hit the button, and I sent it over to LRB. And I just sat there, and I said to myself, of what you know, you're 57 years old, and what you know about your government and what they've been doing and what they've wanted to do and the whole thing with the rise and fall of the Third Reich and, you know, and the whole thing with the eugenics, and you go back and you keep on going back and you keep seeing the Rockefellers, and then you see in the 30s, you see the Rockefellers, and then you see him again, and now he's vice president in the Rockefellers. And when you're a person of color who had to sit through Jonestown, and you knew then that your government and the people within this whole system of government and the people that the government is supposed to provide for are dead above the waist. Because we've had many, many, many opportunities to see what we're seeing, and now we're on the bus, we're the ones that are being told to hit the shower, we're doing this desperate Hail Mary for an act that's been in place since 2001, written by one man, John Hopkins. And when you say John Hopkins, all kinds of tumors pop out of my head. You know what I'm saying? I have to almost use humor in order to get people to see, all right, it's too late for me to really educate you anymore. This is my last chance. You know, I'm targeted for extinction. Y'all are in for it. And I'm wondering, is this the part of the poem where my father says, great is this day for all who kept faith and dreadful for others, for it is their fate? And someone said long ago we would have to decide when we would take this ride. Well, this one is incredible because people won't understand when you say no, when you finally really see and you say no because you hear about the deaths in Europe and you read about the ones in Poland, or you begin to start skimming over the news and seeing that the deaths are happening. Know that our government spun all of this because there's two things going on here. With the release of the atom, we were all destined to die of some type of cancer with all the background radiation and everything. Then with the release of all the chemical substances and the bad foods and everything else, we were scheduled for cancer. When they discovered the viruses create cancer, that's when the intelligence department started waging war on and started waging war on those people that they thought deserved to die, and it's cancer. So like Dr. Eva Lee Sneed, who passed on July 28, 2008, she said, and I loved her for saying it, some call it AIDS, I call it murder. Well, this one is some calls it swine flu, but I call it murder. And I want to say it before, in August, before we hit September, as we count down to October, and the WHO don't sing, they speak, and they tell us what to do. You know, everybody's going to have to do what my father used to say, make a decision, and the time of absolute certainty never comes. You're going to have to make a decision. It's going to have to be based on what you know to be true, and then go with you know, because this is it. This is our last chance, and you know what? It's all about that. So, Dr. Lynn, I'm just at your mercy here. I wish we could do some speaking engagements together, because what I have learned in terms of where they're going and how they're behaving. I called up, different agencies and talked to them about this, and they're like, well, yeah, you know, but it's not our kuleana, you know. And I'm like, well, that means one person gets to sing and everybody else suffers.
Hmm. Yeah, right.
Wow.
Well, you know, you may get the chance. We may get the chance to do some seminars around the country. We're putting together Healthy World Affiliates and Healthy World Ambassadors. And these are exciting projects that I'll be mentioning more over the next couple months. But again, this issue of trying to save lives, of course, in this urgent time is foremost important. But I'll totally inform you as to healthyworldaffiliates.com. We're going to be launching that in the next couple weeks. healthyworldambassadors.com, which involves education and seminar programs that you're certainly going to be my sister in helping us deliver this.
Well, you know, Sativa has a gig up in Canada, you know, waiting for her. So maybe we can do something together in Canada.
Yeah, well, that would be great.
They're having a little more better sense about this whole thing than we are down here.
A little bit. I know that they have already in Canada said that it is not going to be mandatory. It's going to be voluntary. But, you know, what I expect them to do, kind of like in the 11th hour, is drop some sort of a biological weapon or bomb or do something in the chemtrail sprays that really take people's immunity out, and then all of a sudden everybody's going to be sneezing and coughing, and they're going to be blaming this on the swine flu, and then everybody's going to just totally say, oh, man, I got to go get vaccinated. That's what I expect them to do. But let me ask you, what is your timeline? Now that you've advanced this to the legal department within the legislative administration of the state of Hawaii,
the county, the lowest rung.
I'm sorry?
The county, the lowest rung, not state. County.
What we are hoping to do
is take this resolution and advance it forward to the state, and then the state will make some kind of move, and then we can move on the federal government from there. So it's like we're trying to start the wave. It's kind of like the rock that David threw the Goliath down.
Right.
It's small, but it's our only option here. It's the only thing. We cannot tell the state what to do as a county official, but we can articulate for our own constituents a side of an argument that needs to be heard.
And
you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I certainly do. What is the timeline that you should receive this back from your legal department at the county level?
Well, I sent it in as an email. I guess I'll be talking to somebody tomorrow. And depending upon, I think we have a deadline on Thursday we could meet, but I'm not sure that they'll be able to do all the research. So I'm looking at 2 weeks of till the next time the committees here are sitting. You see what I'm saying? So after that, it starts to move quickly. But when it gets onto the committee, that's when it'll hit the news.
And you expect that to be in mid-September?
No, I hope for it to be beginning of September.
Oh, good.
You know.
Good. Well, that would be a blessing. If we could get even some...
I'm going to fire it, work it. I know I've done all the research that can be done on it. I think that there is probably some things that they'll add to it or not or take out, whatever. It's up to them. I hope that it'll be reviewed and that we can make this deadline that I think is Thursday.
Well, that would be a great blessing. Folks, let's
pray
for
that. I'm telling you, we're going to try.
Yeah, everyone listening, please pray for this resolution to get through the legal department in the County of Hawaii so that we can get it before the council. Men and women there, early, fast. And because if we can get it done fast there, then we've got a model to work with nationally. And in fact, potentially even internationally.
But also, you know what we do, Lynn, is putting this out. It's going to allow people to articulate. This document is full of truth and awareness, and it's open for everybody to do the very same thing. It's what a council person is supposed to do. It's what a politician is supposed to do, supposed to see a need and fill it. And that's what my boss has done as a mother, as a grandmother, as a native Hawaiian. She believes in the fact that there has to be it has to be balance, even in conversation. And so, because she wanted to know more, we went and looked more. And when we saw that what you were advancing was a very good idea. That let's not just lay down and play dead, and be scared to do what's necessary. Let's open up the conversation. I mean, I was surprised when I looked and I saw, I'm looking at things that were in place in 2002. Where were we? Well, where were our congresspeople and everybody else? Were they reading these things and saying, yeah, go ahead, and oh, yeah, and indemnify those insurance companies and indemnify those manufacturers of vaccines that are in other countries and all the places? Look, we can't even get our toys right, and now most of the vaccines are made in China.
Yeah,
most of the vaccine makers have moved off of American soil. That ought to give people a clue.
Yeah. You know, I can tell you what I was doing in late 2001, 2002 was I was exposing the anthrax mailings to be a CIA operation through the Battelle Memorial Institute. And by April of 2002, I had the FBI at my house interrogating me as a mailing suspect. So that's what we've been really inundated. You know, I was speaking to Marie Gunther, who works with Joyce Riley as one of her producers for the Power Hour. And Joyce Riley, of course, is a American hero for her work in Gulf War Syndrome and exposing squalene and how squalene made people sick in the congressional hearings that were done. And this is extremely relevant for the flu vaccines because it likewise contains squalene, which is a natural protein that causes autoimmune reactions and basically whacks out the immune system and leaves people far more susceptible to suffering from diseases like Guillain-Barré that my mom died from the swine flu vaccine program of 76. So Marie Gunther was telling me today that this number of ways we're being attacked is so amazing. Every single thing that we've been engaged in with insofar as sustaining freedom and sustaining our spiritual integrity and physical well-being is literally under attack, whether it's aspartame and the Monsanto group and the legislation for Codex Alimentarius that's eliminating our access to the botanicals and the herbs and all of the nature's bounty that can keep us healthy. That's being attacked. And as that's being attacked, you've got the whole nuclear weapons industry expanding and the nuclear energy industry expanding. And you've got
Obama's alternative.
Yeah.
Alternative energy.
All of this is just like just hideous. I mean, they're attacking us and our freedoms from all sides. It's kind of like the last act. So at any rate, the great news is that likewise, we've talked about this with Live H2O and the Concert for the Living Water. At the same time that Babylon is falling and that the demons in Babylon are advancing their genocidal, you know, totally hideous agenda, at the same time we've got a whole spiritual renaissance taking place. And a lot of us are waking up, and the children that are being born, and this is why the pregnant women are being targeted with the swine flu vaccine and the mercury toxicity, number one, because the children that are being born today are indigos. They're brilliant. They just have this spiritual blessing and anointing and capacity and giftings that are so powerful and present that this represents the greatest risk to those that wish to control the human race through ignorance. So this is what's really going on, folks. You've got to see all of these factors, and this is why we've got to get active. Now, let me just also tell you, get on to OxySilver.com. We just came out this week with OxySilver Professional. You've got to tell your doctors to order OxySilver Professional. If you want to save lives, and you're going to be really witnessing two things that happen. One is those people are going to roll up their sleeves and get vaccinated this fall, and when they do, you're going to see a hideous amount of infectious disease just rapidly spreading. In that situation, your physicians are going to want to know about OxySilver Professional, which is injectable. It is an IV injectable. It's for health professionals exclusively. But you can have, as a basic layperson, you should have OxySilver Standard. And we're asking you to not just get it and have it stockpiled in your own house, but because your neighbors are going to need it. People are going to need it everywhere. But we're asking you to partner with us, collaborate with us as affiliates in the OxySilver program. And then it is a blessing financially as well as saving lives. You'll be able to make money. And by the way, if you just sell to friends this life-saving product that's the top of the line that you can possibly get in a silver hydrosol, nano silver oxygen bonded hydrosol, I'm telling you, we have gone to the best possible manufacturing methods to put out the best possible silver hydrosol that you can possibly get. That's what OxySilver is. When you use it and you recommend it, you have the opportunity to get it for free by simply enrolling three people. By the time you enroll three people, you get yours for free. So you want to get onto a monthly program to get one a month, that's fine. You want to order it 40% discount by the case, that's fine. You can even work your way up through volume to 50% discount. That means you can't get it for cheaper. If you were to be able to find a great silver hydrosol in your health food store, you would pay more than what OxySilver is available to you for right now. So go online to OxySilver.com. Get involved with OxySilver. Become an affiliate, and then you'll be able to not just save lives, but you'll be able to have some prosperity coming in financially. So that's another news item that we just are very, very pleased about. The difference between OxySilver Regular and OxySilver Professional, OxySilver Professional is more concentrated. It's bottled in glass according to FDA pharmaceutical standards. It is principally injectable for IV administration by physicians. It's exclusively sold to your doctor, so you can't buy it. People have to call up our organization. They have to call 888-508-4787. That's toll free, 888-508-4787. And the doctors have to present to us either a license or some certification of legitimacy and licensing in their state in order to be able to purchase this. But I can tell you, this sells for $125 an 8-ounce bottle. OxySilver Regular sells for $49.40, and when you become an affiliate, you get 40% off. You buy it for just about $30. So that's really, compare that to OxySilver Professional, and then realize that $125 a bottle is about one eighth of what the drug industrialists are charging and getting through hospital pharmacies that administer this. And for your information, IV hydrosols are given for patients who are crashing and dying in cancer wards and AIDS clinics from antibiotic-resistant strains. Their immune systems are so wiped out that they don't have any body defenses, and antibiotics cease to work. They pull out these expensive silver hydrosols at $800 for an 8-ounce bottle. So when we deliver now, with your help, to the physicians out there who are the good doctors and want to save lives, this IV injectable, OxySilver Professional, at $125 a bottle, that is a complete bargain. So please help us get this information into the hands of the physicians and the phlebotomists and the healthcare professionals who have the phlebotomist collaborations, that we are able to save some lives out there in a most profound and no-risk manner. There's absolutely no risk whatsoever. There's no toxic side effects whatsoever by using either OxySilver or OxySilver Professional, and the efficacy is awesome. Totally
powerful.
Guess
what? Guess
what? What?
It's time to go.
Yeah, I know. We've got to leave the inside hour. Well, folks, thank you so much for joining us. Reverend Roxy Hampton, thank you so much for joining us and for doing this great resolution for humanity. We praise you and Auntie Emily for advancing this resolution, and we pray for the legislators to have ears and a heart to see the wisdom in this.
Amen to that.
Yes, indeed. And folks, on BBS Radio, coming up is our friend and colleague, Don Nikoloff on Evident Footprints. You'll want to listen to Don. He always delivers some great information, also life-saving, and certainly if you are engaged in the education and edification of this congregation on BBS Radio, you'll want to listen to Don Nikoloff coming up on BBS Radio. Now, I want to also thank HealthyWorldStore.com. Your purchases on HealthyWorldStore.com sustain us, sustain the efforts that we make, and sustain this program coming to you every week. Go to HealthyWorldStore.com and buy some good education, books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, as well as magnificent, awesome healthcare products that you'll feel the difference or your money back. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, thanking you for joining us every Tuesday night on BBS Radio. Bye for now.